and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 20th of March, and we're quickly going through March, 2024, Wednesday, and 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's in there. Running the whole show.
Good morning.
Good morning. We have a national day today.
We have some great ones today.
Okay.
National Proposal Day.
Okay. That's
and
good.
National Ravioli Day. Yum.
So when you think of the word proposal, do you think a proposal of wedding or do you think a proposal of a business opportunity or I have a proposal for you? That could mean a lot of different kinds of proposals.
That's true. Specifically in the picture, it says, will you marry me?
Okay. Interesting how people pick out how they propose. Interesting, right?
It
like at ball games up on the Jumbotron or I don't know. Interesting. So, yeah, but there's several kinds of proposals. And maybe somebody will call in today and they'll get $30 at Black Bear Diner if they have an interesting proposal story. We'd love that. Give us something that we can share at a table sometime over cocktails. Like, oh, my God, this person called in and told us about the proposal story. Wouldn't that be funny? Okay, let's go to the weather. It's currently 55 degrees, mostly sunny today with high of 70, overnight lows of 46. Thursday, well, gosh, tomorrow, 20% chance of showers, it looks like, with our highs of 69 and overnight lows of 50. So we are going to be going into that kind of, it's a little bit of weather again, you know, 90% of showers on Friday with a high of 58, overnight lows of 45. Friday night looks like it's showers and breezy. Saturday showers once again with a high of 54 and Sunday chance of showers once again with a high of 63. So weather's gone down from the 80s into that 20 degree drop with, some wind and some rain. There's the forecast brought to you by friends out in Anderson. That's Shasta Gas Propane, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Joined some friends last night at the new Market Street Blade and Barrel. I call it new because it's under new ownership. And I got to say that, you know, there were like six or seven girls. I always like this when they reach out, or lady friends, reach out and say, hey, let's try their happy hour. So we had good service, but they've really done a nice job inside as far as just little details. I haven't been there in a while. I don't think I've actually been there maybe in over a year or so. So that was nice, and I think this is the group that, you know, gets together, and, of course, they just, you know, came to the Turtle Bay fundraiser, and they, you know, we're all involved in various events that we support in town. So it was great to see Sandy Morrison and Gene King and some of these people that you know these names because they've been very, very involved with the Library Foundation and One Safe Place, and the list goes on. So it was great to catch up with them. And, again, if you've not been down to the former Market Street, which is now Blade and Barrel, it's very, very nice, and they have a good happy hour there as well. So it was great to kind of meet the new owners and have a good time. So there, I just wanted to break that in, Carl, and tell people about. It's always nice to try something new in town. I think we, you know, that not that it's new, but it is new, and that they put some love and detail in the space.
All those, you know, there's so many new places around here that have started, have opened up. And, you know, we're getting, Redding is becoming the wings capital, I think, of Northern California here. We must have at least four or five places that serve wings and being the person who truly appreciates wings. I guess one of these days I'm going to have to make a pilgrimage
I guess you
and
will.
I'm going to start
when did you do
at
that?
Maxwell's, and then I'm going to work my way to every wings place in Redding.
Why don't you guys do that some night on your Man Up, the wing challenge?
Well, that would be a little difficult since we're in the studios, but...
Well, who says you have to be in the studio? Why can't you, you know...
Just carry all the equipment with me and go from
yeah,
spot to
absolutely.
Spot?
Yeah, absolutely. Call in.
Yeah.
We've done that before.
We have. There was a fatal shooting in Redding, and, you know, which is... Really, it's quite unusual that you have something like that. And it happened several days ago. You know, it was last weekend's fatal shooting inside a home in Redding. Mm-hmm. And they confirmed that a who was killed, and I'm not going to give out his name, but they've arrested the guy. After speaking with numerous witnesses and collecting evidence, they arrested a 19-year-old by the name of Ethan Couch. So allegedly he was handling a firearm within the home when and then discharged and struck the other guy. And then he and others fled before the police came. So I don't know if it was on purpose or if it was an accident, but the investigation's going on. So they had him within a few days. Yeah. Hey, Redding's getting ready to have a meeting concerning the Redding Airport runway.
Oh, yes. I saw that this morning on KRCR, and they're talking about, did they say August? The month of August, it could be closed down, the main runway for the entire month. But, you know, what do you do when you need to upgrade a runway? Wouldn't you rather see it upgraded?
Well, the main runway, I think they can obviously still land aircraft there, I would think. But then again, I'm trying to pull that up again, and it's just disappeared off my, it's because I'm in the wrong website.
Well, you know,
that was good, Carl.
We should get the manager of the well, in fact, we're going to do that for our listeners. We're going to bring him on and find out what that's about. But, you know, it's just like anything else. You have to close a road, you have to close an on-ramp. We've experienced that down on Deschutes. They've closed an on-ramp that was closed for like a month and a half or almost 2 months. You had to just kind of go around. And yes, it is inconvenient, but wouldn't you like to know that when you're landing on the runway, it's been brought up to code. We're okay. It's okay. Yes, it's inconvenient, but it's okay. Now, one will be, I'm sure, I may be wrong, one may be close, but the main runway, now, does that mean that there's shorter runways and that means that there's only certain airplanes that can land on like, aren't there three runways? How many runways are there, by the way? I'd be curious to know. And if you do know, help us out here. Give us a call this morning. I mean, 605-4567 is the hotline into the main studios.
And the purpose behind here is to make sure that the runway surface is in good condition, keeping up with current FAA regs. This is the fourth public meeting dedicated to the project. And the community can offer their input on this. There's three phases. The second phase will impact travelers the most, with a four-week period closing the primary runway and pausing commercial services. So it will shut down for about 4 weeks. It is planned to start in late August, and the meeting is going to be tomorrow in Redding City Hall in the community room. It begins at 6 p.m. So they will shut down the runway. They will shut down the airport for commercial flights in August.
Well, you know, we do have friends that fly back and forth, and it was a pain in the neck when remember Avelo closed for, I don't know, they stopped their flight from, I don't know, December to
like
30 days or 60
days.
They
were redoing all their aircraft.
Yeah, and so they fly back and forth to L.A. quite frequently, and that was like they had to drive down. So I think that's what they did. I don't think they went, I guess you can always go out of Medford, but, you know, if you're flying to L.A., we have friends that fly out of Medford quite frequently on international flights.
The Well, I tell you what, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, voted number one in the best, number one, the favorite of the North State and the best of the North State in the Record Searchlight, reviews. And there's a reason for it. We really like Four Winds Jewelry. It always has a great selection of jewelry at very fair prices. It's locally owned, locally operated. They have the only, it's the only full service jewelry store in town with a, their own watch repair guy. It's been there for a long time. He can tear down a watch and rebuild it if he has to. If you've got that favorite watch, it's just not working anymore, you can take it down there. But like I said, they've got a great selection of jewelry, and very friendly there. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. That's Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
One shot is never enough. I just wait for this to go into circles.
CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Basket Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact, B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated organizations who received grants. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Redding Rancheria Community Fund, helping to continue the cycle of giving. The Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner, brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
And good morning and welcome to this Wednesday edition. You know, I'm not sure that we play hump day like we used to all the time. I'm not really sure. I think we have to have like a little light or something, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield and Repair, of course. Crackmaster knows all the ins and outs of proper windshield repair. We know that we're going from hot to cold, cold to hot in, these times. And our little chip that could happen from a trip or just driving down a gravel road can turn into a big crack. And so you just can get that filled with an expert eye. Don't fool around with your family safety. Get it repaired the proper way. And that is the Crack Master way, with chips and cracks up to 24 inches. Give a call to Jeff, owner and operator, 328 South Market Street. Give him a call at 530-241-8373. And Jeff, if you're listening this morning, hey buddy, how you doing? Always a great guy. Love to bring him cookies at Christmas. And you haven't seen us in a while, but you know, we're thinking about you. We send people your way, and that's why we love to do a live read for you, a veteran owned company.
Hey Ben, get ready. You there? Hello Ben, are you there?
Yes sir.
What are you doing?
I'm putting music up for the next two.
Okay. Keep your ears on, buddy. I'm getting ready to give away two tickets to the Sportsman's Expo on April 6th and 7th, coming up real quick. And not only do you get two tickets, you get $20 worth of Black Bear Diner tickets to the first person that calls 530-605-4567. So we've already got them laid out here. All you have to do is call. If you've already won, don't call again. 605-4567, two tickets to the Sportsman's Expo, and $20 worth of Black Bear Diner bucks.
Oh, yeah, I've got something here. You know, when we see the strawberries are coming into season, and we see these strawberry stands on the side, well, I can only say that according to this article, strawberries topped this year's Dirty Dozen list, ranking it the fruits and vegetables contaminated with the most amount of pesticides. However, studies have found that levels of pesticides in adults and children can drop up to 95% after a switch to an organic diet. So here's my thing is that, you know, a lot of times when you go to farmers markets or if you go to, let's say Sprouts, you've got this vegetable spray that you can spray to help remove some of the pesticides. And that's true because I've gone to an organic diet and then I've gone back to like store-bought and I can tell the difference in my tongue and my throat because the pesticides are the mass way of being able to grow lots of vegetables. So you may want to really, 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 really soak your strawberries and any kind of fruit that you get. If you just buy them on the roadside or like you said, go to the farmer's market. Not everything is organic is what I'm saying. Not to say don't do it, but just realize that's happening. Okay, number one, in the presidential race, President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump, both of whom had already clinched their party's presidential nominations, picked up more delegates Tuesday in their respective primary contests in Arizona, Florida, Illinois, Kansas, and Ohio as they gear up for a rematch in November. Oh, my gosh, you guys. I'm not looking forward to it. In Ohio, businessman Bernie Moreno won the key Republican Senate primary, setting up a high-stakes contest against Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown in the fall that will be pivotal to deciding control of the Senate. Trump had endorsed Moreno, and the primary was this year's first test of the former president's clout in a contested state race.
They also said that Democrats has put a lot of money into Moreno's campaign, somewhat like Schiff did to Steve Garvey, so that they could get, you know, they wanted him to be the nomination because they thought they had a better chance against Moreno than they did the other two. So, you know, it's like Schiff's people put millions into Garvey's campaign to get Garvey's out there. And what it said was, Garvey's too conservative for California. That's all it said. It didn't say anything about, like, he's a bad guy or anything. The only thing it said was he's too conservative, wanting to put that out so that he would get votes, which he did, and it worked. So,
all right, number two,
we'll see.
On five things you need to know, a federal appeals court late Tuesday put Texas controversial immigration law back on hold hours after the Supreme Court had cleared the way for the state to begin enforcing the measure. Senate Bill 4 would have allowed state officials to arrest people they suspect of entering the country illegally. The Supreme Court decision had handed a significant yet temporary win to Texas, which has been battling the Biden administration over immigration policy. The panel of judges that issued Tuesday's order is set to hear arguments later today on Texas's request to put the law back into effect pending the state's appeal of a federal George block of the law.
Here's my question. The Supreme Court said, yeah, you can put it into effect. It's going to go to the courts. And then a federal court, which is below the Supreme Court, says, nah, we're going to put a hold on it. That, to me, I mean, it happens, and it happens a lot. But so now the state of Texas, which, by the way, has been in this battle with Biden for 3 years, we've got close to 10 million, anywhere from 7 to 10 million illegals here in the country, not counting the 1.5 million or more that have gotten away. And Texas has said, look, if you're not going to enforce the border, we're being invaded here. And that was what they did when they passed the law. It says that if a state's being invaded, they can stop, you know, they can stop the invasion, which is what they're trying to do.
All right, number three, government shutdown. Congressional leaders on Tuesday formally announced a deal to fund the rest of the government through the fiscal year. House Speaker Mike Johnson announced the deal in a statement saying he hopes the text of the legislation will be released as soon as possible, a key step expected before either chamber votes. Congress has until 11:59 p.m. on Friday to pass the deal, and getting through both chambers is expected to take days. Johnson, a Louisiana Republican, will likely need many Democratic votes to pass the legislation, as the far right wing of his conference has been pushing against the bill. And in the Democratic-controlled Senate, any one member of the narrowly divided chamber can slow down the process, pushing the federal government past its deadline.
Wow. You know, it's too bad they don't have a law that says if they don't have a budget, that the legislators, the House of Representatives and the Senate, stops getting paid. I bet they'd find a better, you know, a quicker way to do it. Except, you know, most of them are getting their money not from their salaries, but from other ways. So, is that being cynical?
Yes,
that's okay.
Okay, so let's see.
What do you have on Haiti there?
Well, okay,
Haiti has gone into, it's like, you remember that last movie, Mad Max?
Yeah.
The last one.
Mm-hmm.
In a dystopian society where everything's broken down and murder and, you know, it's whoever's got the guns or the machetes is in control. Think of Haiti and think of Mad Max.
Hundreds of Americans are stuck in Haiti.
Up to 1,000.
Amid a sprawling crisis that has brought rampant gang violence to the streets of Port-au-Prince, State Department deputy spokesman told CNN on Tuesday that nearly 1,000 Americans in Haiti have reached out to the U.S. government. Haitian airline Sunrise Airways separately announced it will operate special flights between Cap Haitien, a city on Haiti's north coast, and Miami. The airline previously told CNN it had suspended all flights on March 1st due to safety reasons. The crisis in Haiti intensified earlier this month as criminal gangs and militias began wreaking coordinated havoc on businesses and leaving necessities, including food, medicine, and gas, in short supply.
One of the leaders of the gang is a guy, I think he's called Barbecue. I don't even want to know how he got that nickname. But they were sending down one of the security teams from the Marine Corps to help guard the, or they already have, to guard the embassy. But you've got 1,000 Americans stuck there. And so you have to ask yourself, what's the Biden administration doing about this?
I don't know, but these are like machete-wielding militias groups.
Yeah, but, you know, bring a machete to a gunfight.
No.
Yeah. Okay, we got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented, community, it is a community bank. It's local board of directors, and we do business with Cornerstone. Real happy with that. They've got 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Redding, and 1 in Anderson. They're a sponsor for many local organizations and events that go on. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
You understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, 6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pedigo Reading, Bridgeford, Garage Force, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Hey Redding, when was the last time you experienced Black Bear Diner? Entrepreneur Magazine recently recognized this hometown diner as a top growing national restaurant. Why? Because there's always plenty for your paws. With delicious homestyle options that deliver choice, value, variety, and a cozy way to make memories and celebrate occasions. Come on in and remind yourself what guests all over the country are discovering.
Black Bear Diner.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coach Master, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coach Master was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coach Master has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Spend a toe-tapping evening listening to the music that defined an era. The Shasta College Jazz Big Band Ensemble. Before iTunes and digital earbuds, this brand of music made titans from names like Glenn Miller, Duke Ellington, and Count Basie. Get your tickets now for March 22nd starting at 7:30 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater. General admission is only $5. Directed by Zach Gifford. Contact the theater box office at 530-242-7573 or go to www.shastacollege.edu/arts-events for more information.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Let the double-decker bus crashes into us. To die by your side, and such a heavenly way to die. And if the
welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindabot. 530-605-4567 is our number. You got something in your craw you want to talk about? Just give us a call. I'm not seeing any coverage from yesterday's Board of Supervisors meeting. Saw a couple excerpts this morning on the news.
Did we see something? We saw Patrick Jones make a statement.
He saw some things. He saw being moved from one. Yeah, he saw ballots being moved from one container to the other, and then the registrar said, or the assistant registrar said, it's because somebody noticed they'd been put in the wrong box, and it takes two people to verify it. That's what she said. And so maybe he did see that, but that's what happened.
According to her. What do you think, you guys? There's going to be a recount.
No, there is already. There's going to be a, right. It's not a recount. They're going to do a validate. I think they're going to count all of them by hand in the recall election because it's so close. But it's different than somebody saying, I want a recall. I want a recount. And then they have to pay for it. And this one, the county pays for it, if I understand that right. Two stories. One, today at 9:50, there's going to be a test of the Shasta County Sheriff's Office Alert FM system. That's another box that you can purchase that if something's happening, they'll send out an alert over that. And today will be a test at 9:50. So if you have that Alert FM system, and what it does, it receives mass notifications via FM radio signals in time of crisis or emergency. It went into effect in 2022 and offers an additional level of emergency notification for those who live in areas with no or limited internet or cell phone services or areas of public safety power shutoffs. And if you have a problem with it, it's not working, give them a call at 530-869-5180. Here's my favorite story, though, I believe, of the day when I saw it. And it's something that I was kind of surprised about it, about the differences in what they were in public and private companies, the cost of pay there. And what I'm trying to do is find it one more time because my computer, yes, ate it. So I'm not going to do that story right now. So
What's going on over there?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on with my computer today. Well. You know, I find it, I have it here, I have it up, and then it puts a ad in there, and when I get back off the ad, the whole thing changes.
Okay, speaking of computers, let me just jump in here with people keep asking, how's your dad? How's your mom? Okay, so my parents, I tried to get them to move up. We tried to get them to move up to Reading. Had everything all set up, and they're Kaiser. They belong to Kaiser. And
Kaiser Permanente.
And so this is what's really hard with the elder population, and I don't know what the solution is. Many times today, doctors want to Zoom. Now, we know what it is, even our age, what it is to try to get, you know, the touchscreen phone to work. If it's in a specific place or in the sun, you know, you're on the touchscreen phone, and it's just, you know, unless you're super proficient. And even my girlfriends, they give me a lot of grace because I end up just leaving voice texts, and then you got to go back to the voice text and see that you didn't say Mary had a little lamb when you said meet me at. It's just, what? Where did that come from? Anyway, so my parents are in this situation where my dad is home from the hospital. He can't drive. He's on seizure medicine. My mom can drive, but we don't really want her to because she's been kind of all verklempt with, you know, the trauma that they've been through. And they've got all these specialists with Zoom calls, and my brother's gone over, try to put the camera in, the phone, you know, the whole thing with trying to get on the older computer. Now maybe it's not a laptop, but it's an older computer and not updating it, just like what you're experiencing. Now, your computer is probably 5 years old, but to have things just fly around, you know, like you hit something or whatever and it just flies around. So I just don't know what do we do with this whole Zoom thing when people want the old fashioned way of seeing a doctor, experiencing the voice on voice, touch on touch, looking at each other and just having a conversation. That is the generation of the greatest generation. Actually, my dad's 92. My mom's 90. The greatest gen. My mom's a depression baby. You know, they worked hard the whole life, and the system has changed so much. So anyway, that's just it's not a rant. It's just an acknowledgement of how, you know, times have changed and what it is to keep up with the time. So anyway, also in the news, an explosive star event will create a once-in-a-lifetime sight in the sky. Astronomers are keeping a watchful eye for an explosive event known as a nova between now and September. Also, when we talk about things being unearthed, which I love because I just think that on our planet, you know, we are still finding like the first time species or going back and thinking that, you know, discovering new things. Well, I love when things are unearthed. This is an 1800-year-old Roman statue discovered in a parking lot. Construction workers in the UK have uncovered a marble head that appears to be dated to the first century or second century. Yeah.
You know, you wonder why people do things. I mean, really. There's these two guys who decided it was a great idea. You know, here's one of the favorite things when we travel. If you ever go to Oatman, Arizona, they got the burros walking down the street. And what's the name?
It's Beatty.
Well, I know, but in Oatman, Arizona does it, and Beatty, Nevada has the same thing.
Okay.
They have donkeys, burros that wander the streets. Well, these two guys thought it was a good idea to shoot them. Well, now wait a minute. Here's what happened, though. They somehow found out that these guys did it. Not only did they, you know, are they facing jail time, they took their vehicle, they took all of their firearms, they took all of their equipment, anything associated with shooting these burros, which are, by the way, protected. But the question is, why would you do something like that? why would you, you know, hunt burros? I mean, you're not going to eat them. They left them out there. You know, it's, to me, it's not hunting. They went out to shoot burros. But it's going to end up costing them time in jail, tens of thousands of dollars in fines, loss of their vehicles, all their firearms that had anything to do with it. I mean, they are hammering them. But just the, you know, just the thought of it is something that you just have to, you just have to ask yourself, what were you thinking? Was this one of those, hold my beer and watch this? And they did it at night.
It's disgusting.
So, and we got to take
a quick
break.
I mean, why, you know, that's like a burning a cat. People, you know, like.
People burn cats?
No, it's just sick. It's sick behavior, and, you know, the burros, we're left behind. In fact, in Beatty, Nevada, it's kind of a stopover now. If we're going to drive to Vegas or Albuquerque, and the burros run the street, and they have signs up saying "Watch for wild horses," "Watch for burros," "Watch for." In fact, on the way there, "Watch for rams." I mean, it's actually amazing. You see all these, you know, the animals, like they get the right of way. Well, the burros were left behind by the miners. They just left them there. And so they've bred through the years, and you see them, and so they've, you know, it's not their fault. It's like wild horses. I mean, they've just, you know, it just makes me so upset. But anyway, let's just change the subject.
It happened in 2021, so they've been searching it for these guys for 3 years, and
they
found them.
They need to fry. Okay, we'll be right back.
They faced a maximum penalty of 11 years in prison for shooting a burro out.
No.
I mean,
jeez.
People do stupid things. We'll be right back.
And Tiffany Blasingame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Attention adventure seekers. Save the date for the 30th annual Safari Club International Banquet hosted by the Redding Chapter of Safari Club International on April 27th at the Wind River Resort Center beginning at 5 p.m. Immerse yourself in the thrill of our auction featuring guns, hunting trips, equipment, and breathtaking artwork. Get ready for games and a drawing with fantastic prizes. For more details and tickets, visit sciredding.org. Join us for an unforgettable evening of camaraderie and conversation. See you there.
Experience for the first time Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024, Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can hop into our chat room with that. Okay, something here that's just stuck in my craw.
All right.
A crazed man slashed a subway conductor in the neck. A jilted lover shoved his ex-girlfriend in front of a moving subway car, maiming her. A belligerent shot in the head with his own gun, and New York Governor Kathy Hochul sent in National Guard troops and state police to help restore order to New York's public transportation system. Monday afternoon, two off-duty New York Police Department officers riding a commuter train arrested another slashing suspect after he allegedly hacked a rider's face with a box cutter. Now, why am I bringing this up, and why is this stuck in my craw?
I don't know, because it's like, you know, let's talk. I have to look for good news
it's
today.
It's because last year, a guy by the name of Daniel Penny, defending himself and others, grabbed a guy who was threatening to kill people, terrifying people. The guy had been arrested before for these things. And put him into a submission hold, a chokehold. The guy dies. And they're now charged with other people who are also helping with this. They charge Penny with manslaughter. That's what stuck in my craw. They have no control over the subways. People are being killed, maimed, injured. You got to bring in the National Guard. And this guy tries to defend himself and others. And this is what the DA does. He puts a manslaughter charge on this kid. Marine vet. The inmates have taken over the asylum. That's all I can say about this. That when you've got stuff like this happening, you've got people pouring across the Texas border, and the Texas governor wants to do something about it. One of the things he did was he shipped thousands of illegals coming across the border to sanctuary cities who are now begging the government to help them. They can't take any more. Oh my gosh, you know, they're putting them in, they're putting them, closing school classes down, putting them in there, all of these. Why? Because of President Biden's ill-advised idea when he welcomed the world to our borders. And so Abbott's trying to do anything he can And, oh, no, you can't do that. It's the government is the only one, the federal government is the only one that can take care of the border. Well, that's the only one of the three jobs the government has to do. Infrastructure, having an armed force that can protect our company, our country, and the, and protecting the border, having a border. And Biden has managed to screw up all three of them. Our military is the smallest. We're shutting down ships. We can't get people to enlist. Trust me, if this doesn't somehow switch or change over, within a decade, you're going to have the draft. You're going to have to. You're going to have the draft, or you won't have enough people in the armed forces. They're not joining, and it's not because the economy is hot, because we've had that happen before. It's because of what's going on in the military right now that people are seeing things and they don't like it. And they're saying, well, I'm just not going to join. Anyway, so here we are, somebody protecting himself and protecting others. He gets a manslaughter charge. There's something wrong here. So.
On a good note.
On a good note. We finished with a good note.
I want to talk about kindness. We can't control certain things. I don't know why, but the only thing that we can control is ourselves. You know, what you eat, who you are, your thoughts, your deeds. What you put into yourself and what comes out. That's the only thing that you really can control. So, it's a good story about somebody who wasn't controlling her diet by going through Dunkin' Donuts. But that's okay. Every now and then I have a Dunkin' Donut. I don't know what's it called. I don't know if that's a Dunkin' Donut when the red light is on.
Yeah, the red light's on means that they're being.
Discovered that in Nashville. I was like, right. I was with a friend who like went, the red light is on, with her car. I was like, what? Oh, that was so cool. I'll never forget that moment. But anyway, so here is a customer. And I'm sure I'm just curious if you were in this position and you had this person that greeted you every day, maybe it's a small town and they're just kind and they know your name and, oh, I know you want your glazed or whatever it is. Well, a Dunkin' employee in Ohio is expressing her gratitude after a Christmas miracle happened to her. Ebony Johnson told ABC affiliate, that the woman she befriended in the drive-through line ended up gifting her a fully furnished home. When Suzanne Burke found out that her friend Ebony had recently been evicted from her home, she knew she had to do something. So what'd she do? She gave her a furnished home. And I just think those random acts of generosity.
She gave her a furnished home.
She probably had the means.
Maybe she had a couple rentals.
Maybe she had the means to do it and said, this woman's been so kind to me. Always, she makes my day. And you know, there's certain places in town, and I have to say that about Dutch Brothers. Dutch Brothers, their people, are always, there's something about their customer service. So, you know, kudos to Dutch Brothers, because when you drive through, it may be the only time of the day that somebody says to you, oh, I love your car. Oh, your hair looks nice. Oh, don't you look nice today? How you doing? Do you have any plans? You know, like, they've got a real niche of taking a minute of their time to put into you to make you feel like a valued person and customer. There's a lot we can take away from that. The please and the thank yous and the gratitude. While I was in Sacramento, you know, my parents are renting. They've sold their home, and they've been renting, and they complain about their rental agency people because, you know, when you're used to being your own boss of your own home, you know, when you're renting, you can't do things as much like fix the faucet, do the stuff, because you have to go through the system of bringing somebody in to fix the dishwasher, et cetera. So we went in, and I talked with the owner of the business, who, by the way, said, that's not my job. And I thought, my God, you know, first thing I thought is, Carl, can you imagine us saying that's not our job? You know, we own the business. Everything's our job. I know. We're going to get ready to go. But with a little kindness and a little appreciation, this man made sure that the two things that we were needed to be attended to were because of approaching somebody with kindness and consideration. So again, that the good news today was a woman that worked at Dunkin' Donuts probably made this lady's day every day a little bit more special. And when this lady found out,
the news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR.
That's it. She found out that she was home, that she'd been evicted, and there she was. She gave her a furnished home. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
As the southern border remains wide open,
a federal appeals court puts a Texas immigration law back on hold. Late Tuesday night, a three-judge panel at the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals voted 2-1 against an earlier ruling from another panel that put the law titled SB4 in effect. SB4 would allow Texas police to arrest illegal immigrants. Arguments are set to be heard this morning on Texas' request to put the law back into effect. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Someone who knows a thing or two about keeping peace on the world scene, former President Trump says Russia's invasion of Ukraine would not have happened had he been in the White House.
I don't blame anybody other than Putin, and I don't blame anybody other than the people involved. But Biden was so bad in terms of not stopping it. He could have stopped that easily, but everything he said was almost the opposite of what he should have been saying. He is not much of a chess player. They're good at cheating on elections, but they're not good at a lot of other things, that I can tell you.
Mr. Trump talking with the Salem Radio Network's Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Republican California state lawmaker Vince Fong has advanced to a May runoff to decide who will complete the remainder of the term of former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar says he'll be stepping down as leader of the country just as soon as a successor is chosen. North Korea claiming a successful test of a solid fuel engine for its new type intermediate range hypersonic missile. It's a more powerful, harder to detect missile. With the official arrival of spring comes the launch of the Major League Baseball season. The LA Dodgers beat the San Diego Padres 5-2, the first regular season game is held in South Korea. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 36 points, and NASDAQ down 5 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Our government has engorged itself on borrowed money. Now we are over $30 trillion in debt. If this bubble finally implodes, many Americans would be left penniless and heartbroken. For example, what happens if state and federal pension funds go broke, or if 401ks and IRAs get cut in half due to hyperinflation? Hi. I'm Lance Wallnau, news analyst, best-selling author, and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. People who understand something big is coming. Now's the time to prepare with a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Precious metals are among the most proven hedges you can make. And they're even better inside a tax advantage account. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached, so just text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you are blessed with continued prosperity.
The European Union capping some duty-free imports and some Ukrainian agricultural products.
The announcement was made as the EU extended duty-free access for Ukrainian imports for another year. That's been welcomed by the Ukrainian Prime Minister, Denis Shmyhal, who said it would allow Ukraine to support its producers. The duty-free imports were brought in after Russia's full-scale invasion to support Ukrainian agriculture, which has largely kept the country's economy afloat.
The BBC's Alice Adderley. Price rises in the UK eased more than expected last month, raising expectations that the Bank of England could start cutting interest rates in the next few months. The Office for National Statistics says inflation, as measured by the UK's Consumer Price Index, fell to 3.4%. That's its lowest level since September of 2021, and it was down from 4% inflation in January. News and analysis at townhall.com. Punishment for a medical professional who sullied himself and his profession.
Nurse practitioner Jeffrey W. Young Jr., who called himself the Rock Doc, has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for illegally prescribing thousands of doses of opioids, including oxycodone and fentanyl. Federal prosecutors said the prescriptions were given in return for money and sex. Young, who was sentenced in federal court and was convicted about a year ago, operated a clinic in Jackson, Tennessee. Young was among 60 people indicted in April 2019. Authorities said the defendants included 53 medical professionals tied to some 350,000 prescriptions and 32 million pills. I'm Norman Hall.
A Georgia man convicted of killing an ex-girlfriend 30 years ago is scheduled to be put to death today. It'll be Georgia's first execution in more than 4 years. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 20th of March, 2024, if you're still thinking 2023, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming worldwide at KCNR1460.com. Ben, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Wearing your Cleveland Indians hat.
Yes, sir.
Are you a Cleveland Indians fan?
To be honest, I cleaned up the hat because I found it in the garage and I was wearing it.
You just like the logo on it.
Of course, yes.
I understand. I understand.
Watch out. You know, people are going to say that you're stealing somebody's heritage by wearing that.
Oh, no.
No, not that. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. 53 degrees in the downtown studios. Let me give you a weather update here. It's going to be around 70 degrees, mostly sunny today with our overnight lows at 46. As we progress through the week, sunny again on Thursday. Now, Friday looks like we are in for showers. Actually, begin on Thursday night. But showers with the temperatures around 58. Saturday, 90% chance of showers with 54. Sunday, chance of showers once again. So let's get ready for the slickers and the umbrellas for the weekend. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, a veteran-owned business where they get senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
And we are here with Tim Mapes, who is the public information officer for the Shasta County Sheriff. He's an important man. He has two cell phones. Tim, tell us about you.
Oh, about me. Well, it all began in 1976. But in all seriousness, thank you guys for having me. It's great to be here. It's been a couple years, actually. I came here and talked to you guys for the first time right after I was hired in 2001 with the sheriff's office. Actually been with the county coming up on...
I hope you mean 2021.
2021, okay. Exactly. I've already messed up.
Okay, uh-oh. Just checking.
Yeah, 2021. I've actually been with the county since about 2011. And then, like I said, moved over to the sheriff's office in 2021. It's been a good move for me. I have a real passion for law enforcement, have always had many friends in law enforcement, and so it was a great move for me at that time. Respect the work that's done by the men and women of this department, and it's just amazing to see the work they do every day that oftentimes people don't know about, so it's great to be able to be the person to get that information out there.
Are you a local boy?
I am a local boy. Like I said, I was born and raised. Coming up on 48 years old. I have a wife and three kids.
Right here in Redding?
Right here in Redding, actually.
So, I mean, you're a homegrown Redding guy.
Homegrown. Actually, it's hilarious. Wow. My parents came up here in the 70s from Southern California and moved to Trinity County. But I was born in Shasta County because when my mom went into labor, they actually had to fly me over the hill to Mercy Hospital, but I was born in Shasta County and born and raised, went away for a while for school at the University of Nebraska, but then came back And
Nebraska.
Nebraska. I'm a Cornhusker. So
why would you go to Nebraska? I mean, I always find this interesting because you're raised in the hills, mm-hmm. in the mountains, and you take a place, I guess I can kind of understand it, totally different than everything that you really that you knew.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, flat country, huge, huge school.
Yeah. I'm from...
They paint you red on the weekends during football season?
Oh, they definitely do, and that never leaves you. So okay. we're in March Madness this week, so I'll be watching that on Friday. But I graduated in 1994 from Shasta High School, and if anybody's a big college football fan, Nebraska was back-to-back national champions in 94 and 95. So when it was time to go to school, I was like, hey, why not go there? Because my grandparents and my dad was born back there.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, that makes sense. Yeah. There's a tie.
Yeah, I grew up a Cornhusker fan from when I was a little kid. So the first time I ever went to Nebraska, though, was when I went to school out there.
Wow.
So, but I didn't finish there. I finished at Simpson University, though, because mainly, as you just said, it's way different when you're used to when you're a California boy and you're used to this weather and you go out there and it's 3 degrees with a wind chill of minus 17.
Yeah.
I lasted a couple years and then returned home.
Well, the other thing, too, is University of Nebraska is huge.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know how many thousand students they have. I mean, you're sitting in classes, especially in your freshman, and there's probably 500-600 people in your class.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you got the assistant professor or graduate student lecturing at times.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just the culture shock.
Mm-hmm.
Probably took you a few months. So.
It did. And the tie to all this is I majored in communications, broadcasting, and mass communications at Nebraska.
You got a great voice.
Thank you. I was born with that. I've always had this since I was a little kid, which is hilarious. People thought I was sick when I was a little boy. But so anybody remembers the name and the voice. I actually worked in broadcast journalism here in Shasta County at Channel 7. I was an anchor and reporter for 10 years before I went to the county. So that's kind of my story. And
when was that?
I left in 2011.
Well, obviously, we saw you there.
Yeah, so yeah. I had more hair, and I was a few less pounds maybe, but I still have the same voice. So people recognize that sometimes, and they'll be like, why do we know that? Well,
I think that really matches perfectly with something that we discussed earlier this morning, and that you're here to share with our listeners something that's vitally important, and that's happening today at 9:50. When we come back,
mm-hmm.
let's take an early break. When we come back, you're going to be talking about the fire alert system, the Genesis project, and what does that mean? I mean, it's something more than just something coming over your phone.
Mm-hmm.
There is a box or some kind of electronic something that we can have that is about alerting you when we've got some kind of catastrophe on its way.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
So you do have an announcement.
I have several announcements here. Oh, by the way, Bonnie won the tickets to the Sportsman's Expo and the $20 worth of Black Bear Diner Bucks, so you can go over and have breakfast or something over there. The Reading Regional Chapter of the Safari Club International is having their 30th annual banquet on April 27th, 2024. I really like this banquet. I'll tell you why. It's over at Wind River. There's all types of silent auctions, but the raffle items are just unbelievable. Just great raffle items, a super selection of firearms, hunting trips, outdoor gear, artwork. You know, like the one of them, and I mean, they have paintings, of course, but they have also that chainsaw artist who does bears. Have you ever seen those? And he does, you know, there's usually one there too. They have a safe full of guns that you can, you know, enter to win. It's got it all there, and also reduced rates at Wind River. For more information, go to scireading.org, and it has all the information there about Saturday, April 27th, for the Safari Club International's 30th annual banquet. I've emceed it now for how long? five, six years. So.
Your family, too, because they do, like, special presents
for
the kids.
Yes, they do. I also want to remind everybody on March 27th, a week from today, they're having a food drive at Tri-Counties Bank at 1327 South Street right here in Redding. Drop off all your canned goods and help end hunger in Shasta County. It's a good chance to go out and just bring a bag in there. And it just, you know, working families that, you know, times are tight, you can really help them out that way. Next Wednesday from 7:30 to 1:30 at Tri-Counties Bank at 1327 South Street right here in Redding. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating.
Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday here. It is the 20th of March. How are you today? Hope you're...
When spring starts? Is that tomorrow?
Today?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Today?
Today's the first day of spring.
Oh, it's beautiful. Okay. It was so beautiful out yesterday. And get some sun on your back because it's going to be around 70 today and overnight lows around 46 with clear skies. As well as tomorrow, and then on Thursday night, according to the forecast, slight chance of showers coming in through the weekend, so enjoy that. And be ready for this variation of weather with rain and with some wind, and just don't put your galoshes and...
Your raincoats away.
Galoshes. Did you ever, like, where?
Yes, I had galoshes. Remember how they snapped up? You put them on over your shoes, and they snapped up.
Well,
around.
No, that's kind of a period time.
Oh, well, I was walking 5 miles uphill.
Yeah, of course.
To school.
Both ways.
Both ways, uphill and get home. And then, of course, worried about the bears that were coming out. Yeah. And, you know, and then, you know, it was just things like that. You took the horse out yesterday.
Yeah.
And walked the horse around and kept her in the sun for an hour.
I've actually washed her down with a hose. And then,
she's dirty.
Yeah.
She's dirty.
She's dirty. And then we went grocery shopping and I kept saying, what's that smell on my hand? Sorry.
It was horse. Hey, we're here with Tim Mapes, who is the public information officer of the Shasta County Sheriff's Office. And they're getting ready to have an alert today. Check out their Alert FM system. Tell us the whole thing about the system. Just lay that out for us, will you?
Okay, this system actually started in 2022 was when it went into effect, and it is a small device. You can purchase them for a while. The county did have a number of them that were available to those that qualified. There were a little bit of a criteria as to where you live. But basically, this device is really ideal, and what it's meant for is for those people that live in outlying areas or mountainous areas where you have a poor cell reception, if you're susceptible to public safety power shutoffs, because, you know, if you lose your power and you have no internet and your home phone line is connected to your internet these days, you know, and you're not able to get emergency alerts. So this system goes off of FM radio waves. So even if you have no power, even if you have no internet, even if you have no cell phone to get the code red alerts, even if you're signed up for them, this device, in the event of some sort of an emergency, whether it be a fire or a flood or any other, you know, emergency that may pop up, can receive the emergency alert from Shascom just the same as you would get some of the other alerts. Again, this is a device that is ideal for those outlying areas. If you live right in the middle of the city of Reading and you have, you know, good internet, good cell reception, a landline, and you don't have public safety power shutoffs, this device probably is not for you.
And this is one that when we put out our emergency alerts out off over the air, it's not this one. This one is a separate one, even though they may be the same for the same reason.
Mm-hmm.
it's to make sure that people in outlying areas will be able to be alerted.
Yeah, it's just those people that have this device.
Yeah.
You can purchase them. They're decently inexpensive, about $100. But like we said, the county did have a limited number of these devices that we were, you know, giving away for free. There is an application on ShastaSheriff.org on the main homepage that you can find for Alert FM. You can read the qualifications that you would have to meet to see if you could get a free device. We always ask if you think you can't afford one, it's best to get one, and that way those that are still available, because the number is dwindling as we go, to purchase your own and free one up for somebody that may not be able to afford one. But again, the big thing today is today at 9:50, we're having one of our first tests of this system, and it's going to go out. There's an 800 number that you can call if something happens at 9:50 and you have one of these devices and you don't get the message. You're supposed to talk to Alert FM directly. That way they can troubleshoot with you to make sure that it's working. And we are going to have some more tests in cooperation with ShastCom in the months to come. And we'll put that information out on our social media and via traditional media with a press release when those are scheduled.
Well, this is, again, it's another way, especially after the car fire,
mm-hmm.
and all the fires we've had around us, that Zog and all these, that people that are out in parts of Shingletown, Bear Mountain, gosh, other places that are Mountain Gate, that may have problems with receiving things over the internet or cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a backup system, or it could be a primary system for some people.
And how do you find out what your zone is? Because, I mean, we've known that in districts we've changed when it comes to, like, where we can vote. Our district changed.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we had nothing to say about that. So you brought a little refrigerator magnet,
mm-hmm.
that came in. That you can also put the app on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to find out more about that. But how do you find out what your zone is?
Okay, the that's a different system than Alert FM. Alert FM is for the outlying areas. Genesis Protect, and it's spelled very strangely. So if you try to look it up, sometimes it's not very easy. GENASYS is how they spell it. So it's protect.genesis.com. And this is a program that the county now has, and we've had it for a couple years as well. Used it a couple times last year during fire season. Luckily, our fire season was not horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we really dodged a bullet last year. It was really, really nice, beyond just a couple fires that we had evacuations for. But this is a zone-based program. It is the entire county, so it includes also the cities, Redding, Anderson, City of Shasta Lake, as well as outlying areas. And basically what has happened is the entire county has been broken down to unique zones. So you can go to this website, put in your address, and it's going to tell you, it's like a two-digit number with a couple letters. If you live in Igo, it's like Igo 123, that type of thing. If you live in Redding, it's RDG and a certain number. And it's broken down. Certain neighborhoods are going to have, you know, four or five zones just in that neighborhood.
Hmm.
And you can go to your phone, you can follow a zone if it's your home. And if something happens and there's an evacuation or some other emergency message that has to go out, and law enforcement or fire, they can do it as well. Puts a message out to that specific zone. It's only going to go to those people who are following that zone, or if you have your phone, you are in that zone. So right now, right here in downtown Reading, if something happened in this zone, I have the protect.genesis.com app. If something happened in this zone and that was pressed and they evacuated this zone or they needed to get a message out, it would go directly to my phone just because my phone is following where I'm at.
If you have your phone turned off, does it still supersede the being off or turned down?
Yeah, turned down. I believe that's probably a setting in there. I would have to look at that.
Right.
I never turn mine off,
say
unfortunately.
If you're in the movies, mm-hmm. or say you're somewhere that you don't want to, you're in a at a reception or something, you just don't want your phone going off.
Mm-hmm.
if it was an alert, that would be the exception.
Yeah, I'm pretty certain you could probably set that as, to make sure that you
right.
got that alert. But I haven't actually checked in on
that. Yeah, well, last night
we
were having, I met with some gals and we were talking. Some of them live out in the Placer North. Some of them are, one was in Texas Springs and the other one was before Texas Springs. With the one that's before Texas Springs, her insurance doubled.
Mm-hmm.
The one in Texas Springs did not. It went up,
mm-hmm.
which we thought was interesting because the one in Texas Springs has been evacuated 3 times, but the fire never got to her house. Where the one before off of Placer, the fire got up to the, the decking and
mm-hmm.
burnt some of the house and they were evacuated and so forth. So it's interesting how things are spattered with where insurance is doubling, tripling. In fact, your people were. Anyway, it was just a topic of conversation with 6 women last night.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can empathize with them. Mine just tripled, so
it literally
went into effect yesterday.
I live
in the city, so
you're right,
it's weird.
You live in the city?
I live in the city, and it went up just because of the neighborhood, Ridgeview neighborhood. So it's an interesting. It's something.
It's the whole thing. We're in a very high. We're marked up here in Northern California, from what I understand, by Cal Fires. We're very high.
Mm-hmm.
Very high. And then there's, the one right below, very high, whatever that is, high, very mm-hmm. high. And we've only got a very small percentage up here in Shasta County that's just average,
mm-hmm.
a very small percentage. So, yeah, that's the fact that you still got fire insurance.
Yeah, well,
or homeowners insurance.
I mean, our fire danger is high, definitely, and that's
yeah.
why we have these multiple layers
yes.
of emergency notifications. Because if one doesn't get you, hopefully the other. That's why we tell people, sign up for the Code Red alerts. Also, if you live in those outlying areas, alert FM. We also, when there is an evacuation, as some people may not realize, out of all of those, there can be a reverse 911, which is a different system than Code Red and Alert FM. So, I mean, you have 3 or 4 different systems. You have Zone Haven, or it used to be called Zone Haven. That's Genesis Protect now. You can sign up for that and follow your zone. But then also, if you're in that area, that's why when there are evacuations, law enforcement literally goes door to door and make sure people are notified that there is, an emergency
and
that
people,
they need to be aware of.
When the police come to, or law enforcement or somebody comes to your door and says, leave,
mm-hmm.
leave, because then if you don't leave, you may not ever leave.
Yeah.
Or you're putting a lot of people in danger from trying to get you out of there when things have really gotten bad. So
mm-hmm.
we have to take a break here. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. I went there a couple of days ago, had another great haircut. Never had a bad haircut there in, 16, 17 years. Locally owned, veteran-owned business. They've been there since 1960. That's a long time. And they've been giving great haircuts ever since they opened. I work by appointments. I give them a call at 530-244-9478, or you can just stop by. If they've got an opening, you're going to get a great haircut. It's a barbershop. It's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
Miles and miles from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your past did. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, 6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pedigo Reading, Bridgeford, Garage Force, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact, B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Transfer options to four-year universities, highlighting how Shasta College has transfer guarantees with all of the California State Universities and six of the Universities of California. Tuesday, March 26th via Zoom, 6 p.m. until 7 p.m., and Wednesday, May 1st, in person from 6 p.m. until 7 p.m. Come learn more about how your student can save money and time by transferring from Shasta College. Sign up at www.shastacollege.edu. For questions, call Enrollment Services, 530-242-7790.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Debot. Linda had to run off to a dental appointment. Today, the 20th of March, 8:37 in the morning, 57, 58 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top cardiovascular hospitals in the United States, one of the top 50. A teaching hospital with a residency program that is every year another 10 or 12 residents show up for a three-year stint here. They work in the hospital. They work in local clinics, including the VA clinic. They've got the latest in technology with the TAVR valve replacement, the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. They have it there. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And we're here with Tim Mapes, who is the public information officer for the Shasta County Sheriff's Office. We were talking about the alert systems for the first, half hour of the show. Now there's some other things going on with the Sheriff's Department, too, including, what was it, deputies or something?
Well, we have a program. Since the sheriff took office, you know, it is a challenge to patrol rural areas. I mean, that is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. That is something that he's tried to focus on. We do have our Bernie substation. But, you know, a lot of communities have really clamored for when we have total full staffing. You know, at one point, you know, we had resident deputies in communities, and that would be wonderful to get back to, but we're just not quite there yet with staffing. But the sheriff had the idea to, at the very least for these communities, so these are all the outlying communities, you know, Igo, Bernie area, Shingletown, Lakehead. It's called the Rural Deputy Program. And if you go to ShastaSheriff.org, if you live in these outlying areas, there's a tab on the menu just right there. It's not hidden. You can find it, Rural Deputy Program, and you click on it. And we have a number of deputies that are dedicated and designated to be the liaison for those communities. So obviously, if there's an emergency situation, you want to call 911. If you want to make a report about a crime, there's a non-emergency number that you can call, so we direct people to do that. But this deputy is in tune with that specific neighborhood or that area, that beat, if you will. And there's contact information for an email. So if you're noticing an uptick in certain amounts of crimes, if there's other community issues, if there's community events that you would like the sheriff's office to be a part of, you know, you at least have a single deputy that you can reach out to and say, hey, we're having this problem, we're having this event, can you help us out? And it gets it on that deputy's radar, and he gets to know the folks in that area a little bit more closely than just any patrol deputy up there on a random beat.
Okay, so that doesn't mean you want the people patrolling the area.
No, I mean, we do have the Citizens Volunteer Patrol, which, you know, obviously is a wonderful thing. But no, this is a rural deputy program specific to the sworn deputy that's been designated for those areas. And it's just a way to get a little bit more of a direct link between people in the community and the sheriff's office.
Okay. So what's the Citizens Patrol?
Citizens Volunteer Patrol, that's been around for a while. It's in a number of areas. You'll kind of see them down in, you know, the Cottonwood area.
Oh, yeah, Cottonwood.
And they're the eyes and ears. If they see something, they can drive around, give a little bit of a presence. And if they see something, their goal is to call and report it to the sheriff's
office.
Are
the cars marked at all?
They're marked, yeah. I mean, they say Citizens Volunteer Patrol on them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's
Citizens on Patrol.
Pretty much. But again, those are just another part of our wonderful group of volunteers, along with like search and rescue, that, you know, we can't perform our mission without those folks, and we appreciate them.
Oh, yeah, you got your horse volunteers, your horse, your mounted deputies, you got your four-wheelers. Your UAVers, or not UAV, that would be, what are those?
Those little drones.
No, you don't have those, but you have those, what are those little four-wheel drones?
Yeah, the side-by-sides,
and
off-road team.
Off-road team.
Yeah.
Those kind of things.
Definitely.
Have you heard, what's the latest on the jail?
The jail, I mean, obviously, you know, that has been a challenge for a number of years, and it was at the forefront of, you know, the sheriff's goals to get that third floor open, and thankfully, with his plan, and utilizing, you know, some members of the department who volunteered to go over and fill those positions and be able to get that floor open, thankfully, you know, they left their permanent position on a temporary basis, and our recruitment and retention plan, it's actually going really, really well. I don't have the exact numbers, but we're looking good.
It seems like every time I open up Facebook, you've got some, you know, maybe another person starting and all that. And so we're getting back to where we need to be on our deputies on patrol, but also more important, if any, you know, more important, we've got that third wing open, or the third floor open there.
And going right along, it is full. Going right along with what you just said about, you know, when you open up Facebook and you see our postings, just yesterday, Correctional Deputy 2 position opened up. The Public Safety Service Officer, which is a classification of, it's really a ground level law enforcement career that you can apply for. And it's ideal if you're trying to get your foot in the door. Those people will also work in the jail as well as other places. But we actually have quite a few PSSO, public safety service officer positions that are designated for the jail that we're trying to fill. And you can find those on our career opportunities.
Is that a paid position?
Oh, yes, it's a paid position.
Do you go through any schools or anything?
You are trained on the job. So it is the perfect foot in the door.
You wouldn't be engaging with prisoners and something like that. Right?
No, the PSSO position, you would have different tasks that are not direct contact with inmates, and that frees up those correctional deputies that we have, correctional deputies 1 and 2, to do those hands-on with the inmates. So that helps us get our numbers up because it allows those sworn correctional deputies to do their job directly with the inmates, and the PSSOs can do the others.
You don't have to do the filing and the paperwork. So it's more like that, right? More of an administrative
job. It's stuff like that. There can be some intake work.
But it gets you into it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Intake work, working the doors, because obviously in a facility like that, there's multiple levels of doors that are open. So
you stay in there.
So that people stay in there.
Click, and it opens up. Oh. He's telling me we have to take a break. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're here with Tim Mapes, who is a public information officer over at Shasta County Sheriff's Office. We talked the first half hour about this, about the Alert FM system that's going to be tested today at 9:50. Now, if you don't have that system, that box, you're not going to hear it. This is just going to be for people with that. And there's an 800 number. If you don't get it at 9:50, you can call that 800 number, which, do we have that number, or is that on the box itself?
There's an 800. It's on our social media, and it's also in, if you were to go to some of the local media outlets that ran the story yesterday, they put that number in there as well.
Well, I talked about that today, and I saw a local number on there. I didn't see it was an 800 number. I'll look that up again, because I probably missed it. Okay, and we'll be right back.
Tiffany Blasingame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, I'm Adam Ryan, presiding judge of the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is now accepting applications from those individuals that are interested in serving on the Shasta County Grand Jury. To apply or get more information, please visit our website at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
Interested? Please come to the informational meeting for a thorough presentation with a question and answer period. Wednesday, March 27th at 3 p.m. at the Reading City Hall Community Room.
Please apply now.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Experience for the first time glowing wild an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Good morning. It's Wednesday, the 20th of March, 8:50 in the morning. And we were talking about that Alert FM system.
Mm-hmm.
And in the news release over at Channel 7, and I'm only saying it's Channel 7 if that's what it is. I mean, the rest of the article is good. But they have the wrong phone number in there. If it's not working at 9:50 this morning and you're not, you've got that system and it's not working, here's the number you call.
Yeah, you got it?
Well, I don't know. 866?
Yes, it is.
869-5180. It's not a 530 prefix. It's 866. Rest of the number, 869-5180 is what you should call.
And that's part of my job is right when I get done here, I will... One of the other duties as assigned is I'll let them know that they just need to update that for the folks.
Yep. Call Adam.
Yep. Adam McAllister. He's a good guy.
Okay. All right. So we talked about the deputy program you have out in the rural areas.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a whole list of things. What else you got there?
Oh, gosh. I mean, like we talked about recruitment and retention, obviously, last year and then this year.
Yeah.
Going away from recruitment and retention, which we said, you know, obviously, if you're interested in some of those jobs and want to serve your community, we're always looking for great folks. And you can go to our career opportunities page that is on our ShastaSheriff.org is how you get to our main page. So we have a career opportunities page. And one thing that's also very interesting is if you have any questions, we have a whole recruitment team, which has really helped us get some of these great folks to come in and serve this community. So you can fill out a form and be contacted by a member of our recruitment team. So it's not just applying for a position and then you hope to hear something at some point. Like you can get texts, you can get phone calls, you can get emails from members of our recruitment team if you want to, and really get your questions answered as to what may be involved with certain positions, whether you're qualified for them, what time frame there might be, what a background investigation may
look like. Do you have like part-time things there at all?
We do. There's extra help positions that open up every once in a while. So, again, those are always
listed.
Those
are people, maybe they're retired.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, they're spry and they can do all this stuff that – maybe, but they don't want to work full time, but they could do they could do 8, 9, 10 hours a week. You
yeah.
could probably find a place.
Yeah, there are extra help positions that do open.
Well, I volunteered, several years ago to help out with the concealed carry permits because they were going through a, you know, a big backlog then. And by the time I got through it, I'm not saying it took forever, it doesn't. But the sheriff instituted some new changes and made things a lot easier about getting your permits. Now, that's here at the sheriff's level. Mm-hmm. The state, of course, has made it, you know, very difficult. But the sheriff's issuing of permits is working right, at, you know, as it should, quickly, efficiently, and that. But I figured I've already been accepted as a volunteer, so I was thinking about switching over to the mounted. The mounted police.
There you go.
The mounted posse there. So there's spots here for volunteers.
Yeah.
If you want to volunteer.
And on our ShastaSheriff.org, again, that's that one-stop shop where you can go to on that left-hand side. There is a tab that says volunteer groups, and it has contact information for, as we talked about, the Citizens Volunteer Patrol. It also has a contact for search and rescue, depending on, you know, what you want to do. Like you said, if you're a horse rider and you want to be a part of the mounted.
I want to be on the river patrol. I want to be a helper on the river patrol and, you know, bring my fishing rod and, you know, that kind of stuff, but probably not.
On days like today, that is a great assignment if you have it, so.
Yeah, you know, up and down the river, you know, put your suntan lotion on. And the sheriff's river patrol took the Marines every year. The United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard for the last 10-11 years has been coming up here. They love it up here. One of the reasons is we find things for them to do. And one of them was the sheriff took them out on the river, and they had a great time just, you know, riding around up and down the river, seeing what the officers did. You know what? It's a good recruiting tool because these Marines, you know, they do the 4, 6, 8 years and they decide to get out. They love Reading. And I'm just surprised we haven't gotten any of them up here.
Yeah, it was a thrill as well. I went on that a couple of years ago.
That was your first year. And in the PIO office.
It's something if you've never been on the river and seen the Sundial Bridge from underneath when you're used to going across it on foot. You know, it really is an amazing place to see the river.
Well, they're also on the lake, too. And things aren't quite as cheerful, probably. I don't know. The lake's beautiful, of course, but I imagine that must be an interesting duty out there on the lake patrol.
Yeah, I mean, I go out every once in a while with the boating safety unit, and, you know, thankfully, we've had a good couple of years, and we had a full lake last year. We're going to have another full lake this year, so it's going to be busy.
Yeah.
And you just, you know, cross your fingers that everybody does things responsibly and that you don't have those horrible incidents that happen that make a fun weekend tragic, and you really don't want to see that.
You don't want to see that, and most of them could be avoided. I mean, probably, all the ones I've read about, and there have been some tragic ones. That little boy that ran off the side of the boat, they missed him for a minute, and it was too late.
And then you have the college kids that show up during spring break, which is always an interesting one.
What is that? Slaughterhouse
Island,
Slaughterhouse,
I think it's called?
Island. I remember several years ago, they left such a mess that they went to the university, because most of them come from Southern Oregon, went to the university with photos and all this stuff, and the university sent a whole crew of students down there to help clean it up.
Yeah.
But if you want to get a brand new Yeti cooler or a barbecue, when they leave, just go over to the island and just go over and see which ones you want, because they leave a lot of stuff there.
Tents and sleeping bags. Yeah. You may have to wash it. But
yeah, you may have to wash it. I don't think I'd touch those sleeping bags.
No.
Hey, Tim, you've been there a long time. You've seen a lot of changes in the county, and it looks like there's going to be more changes in the county after these elections. What do you think, you know, for the sheriff's office, you know, your recruiting's good, and the jail, we've got all three floors opened up finally for the residents. What do you see? I've got 2 minutes, and you're used to that. I got 2 minutes. What do you see in the future for the sheriff's office?
Well, what I see in the future is, I mean, thankfully we have Sheriff Johnson. I mean, obviously you know him well from when he comes in and he speaks with you.
I've known Mike Johnson for a while.
Yeah, and he's one of the reasons, you know, I work for this department, and I'm very, very happy that he is my boss, and to see the work that he pours into things. And I do know, no matter what is going on politically, you know, his job is to try to keep this community safe and work with whoever is on that board to protect the people of Shasta County. And he does that, and we've made a lot of strides. So for us, I can see, you know, whatever makeup that board is, it's, you know, the public is at the forefront of what we want to focus on.
It seems like no matter who the board is, I mean, we've been doing this a long time, and you've been in the news. Everybody that runs comes through here, everybody, city, county, state, all this. They all talk about public safety and homelessness. And I really believe they mean it. I mean, I really believe they mean it. But we're still having, you know, it gets worse. Maybe not to crime, but the perception of it.
And you know what's interesting about that is you kind of locally you start seeing the issues that we have.
Yeah.
And I just went to a California State Sheriff's Association PIO conference it was, you know, 58 PIOs from all over the state. And, you know, they're talking about
same
every
thing.
Community is dealing with the same
thing.
So it's not just
it's a
Shasta
state,
County.
No,
thing.
No, it's a statewide problem. And Democrats, okay, the legislature, they just happen to be Democrat. Bless their heart, as I say, from the South. Not meaning it at all. They've got, you know, it seems like they need to take some steps forward to be able to let us take steps forward on this, too. So, anyway, but I really believe that no matter who's in there, and people may disagree with a number of things, but they all want to get this thing under control somehow.
Yeah, no matter who you are, whether you consider yourself on one side or the other, we're all Shasta County. We love living here, and we want it to be the best we can.
Tim Mapes, who is the Public Affairs Officer, Public Information Officer of Shasta County Sheriff's Office, has been our guest. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hey, tomorrow, Thursday, and see what's tomorrow. Tomorrow's the 21st. Got some surprises for you. Have a great day, and God bless America.